What's your name?
My name's Enoch.
The Pope earlier today announced that he's going to be visiting Santa Cruz. And I'm wondering sort of what your feelings are about that.
Why does he want to come here?
He's in the process of looking. It's a sort of a secondary location for the Vatican. Well, I mean, are you familiar with this sort of general concept of the high intelligence level of dolphins?
Yes.
Well, the Longarine Lab has been doing a little bit of work in that area. And for a long time, the Catholic Church has maintained that human beings have souls, and no other animals have souls. So the Pope is interested in sort of opening this area to inquiry. I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I'd have to disagree. I'd have to say that probably every living thing has a soul. I mean, I have a dog, and she has a personality, and I would say she has a soul just because, I mean, nothing can be that much of an individual if it didn't.
So would you say that it would be prudent for the Pope to sort of pursue using language research with dolphins to promote the Catholic religion?
I think it would be a good thing to pursue for the dolphin's sake, because maybe people would, you know, look up to them as a living being rather than a can of tuna or something to just shoot at for fun.
When we get to that point, what do you think the dolphin's feelings would be about being approached with the Catholic religion?
I don't know if they'd think anything about it. They'd probably just swim around and do tricks or whatever. I don't know, it seems kind of hokey to try to teach religion to a dolphin. I mean, the thing's never going to wear a cross around its neck. I mean, I suspect that if humans could speak, you know, dolphin language, then I guess you could teach them about that.
Do you think a dolphin could understand the difference between heaven and hell?
Not right off the bat. I mean, it'd be teaching a youngster. I mean, youngster doesn't know basically anything until you teach them, and I mean, it'd be just like, you know, raising a kid, probably, that you'd start from scratch. What worries me the most about if people can communicate with dolphins, it's going to be those select few who get to push their opinions upon the dolphins. And I mean, if you have a bunch of Catholic dolphins running around in the ocean, I mean, all the dolphins from now on are just going to be all a bunch of Catholics.
Do you think there's a possibility, the potential to create sort of conflict amongst dolphins or in underwater ecosystems?
Absolutely. I mean, look what religion has done for this world. There's been nothing but war since it started. Here's what I think. I think that if you taught it to a few dolphins and set them free, they obviously have ways of communicating with each other, so they would talk to each other about it. And I've never heard of a dolphin looking down on another dolphin for something that they thought. And if they were teaching them something new, all the other dolphins would probably go along with it and say, "Wow, you know, I've never thought about that." I mean, I would think that eventually it would hit all the dolphins just from teaching a few, and then I think they would all end up Catholic.
How do you think that would affect the relationship between the dolphins and other species?
It'd probably make dolphins arrogant, I would think. I don't think you'd see them swimming next to boats anymore. They'd probably just all be congregating in their own little way, and I think it would lead to the downfall of dolphins.
And do you think there might be conflict between dolphins and other undersea mammals?
If it was just dolphins that had this religion, I mean, it's not like they're going to go up and talk to a whale, and the whale's going to say, "Well, hey, I'm a Muslim, so I'm going to cuff you up." I think that if the whole sea was converted to Catholicism, I would say that all the other religions have a pretty big problem on their hand. If dolphins and other sea mammals could decipher whether or not different humans were Catholic or not, if they could just, you know, like, go up and talk to them, I think it would cause people of other religions problems, because what if it's the animal nature to kill what's not like you? And then that would cause even more war on land with humans. And then also, if, like I said, the mammals, the sea mammals could decipher religions between humans, then they would start killing humans, I would think. And then, in turn, humans would say, "Oh, well, dolphins and whales, they're evil." And then, in turn, it would lead to the extinction of the dolphin and the whale.
if Dalton started to take the kinds of actions that you were describing, these sort of violent actions, what kind of response would be appropriate on the part of, for example, the United States?
Fight fire with fire, just like drop bombs in the ocean and kill all the dolphins.
Are you concerned at all about the possibility of a nuclear response?
The dolphins aren't going to probably develop weapons of their own, and I mean, all they have to fight with are their bodies, so I don't think a nuclear response would be necessary.